If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a critical game 3 for the Atlanta Braves tonight. Really, this evening. Game starts at 5:07. But hey, I'm not mad at that. As a person who has to wake up early, I am totally fine with the game starting at 5. Be over about 8. We'll be good. Ain't going to be nothing else to watch tonight. Nothing of true note, at least. So, I am perfectly fine with the game starting at 5. What I will not be perfectly fine with, obviously, is the Hawks not getting the W. They need that. And I feel good about the Hawks getting the Braves getting a win tonight. I think I said the Hawks twice. It's because I'm also going to talk about the Hawks playing their first preseason game last night. They got the dub, by the way, 108-107. But we'll talk more about that later. But that's why I was just thinking about them, and I was actually just looking up some stats for them and things of that nature. I listened to a little bit of the game on 92.9 The Game, which you can listen to every game, every Hawks game, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. If you didn't know, now you know. But speaking of the Braves, I would definitely, just like you, be upset if the Braves can't find a way to get a victory tonight, especially after the magical moments, that they had on Monday night to come back from a 4-0 deficit and get the comeback victory, tie the series up at 1 apiece. However, I'm feeling very, very confident they'll be able to get a win, ride the wave of the momentum they have created for themselves. But we do have to talk about what I think the conversation is for all Braves fans, and even probably some Phillies fans, of course, when it comes to this series, is who in the heck is starting for the Braves in game three. Who are we giving the ball to start? And I heard that it might not even matter, or, you know, we shouldn't be looking too deeply into who's going to be starting on, who's going to be starting this evening, because it's going to look like a bullpen game anyway. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I definitely get the logic, and I get where that point stems from. But I think if you roll out Bryce Elder to start the game, I think you would like to see Elder go as long as he possibly can. Now, we know Bryce Elder, his approach is being very accurate with his pitches, having very good location, pinpoint location, because he's not blowing you away with his stuff. He ain't hitting 99 or 100 like Spencer Strider does. He doesn't have a crazy, wicked curveball or breaking ball like Max Fried or Charlie Morton to that nature. But his stuff is fast enough. His breaking stuff is, and change of speed stuff is good enough to get out and fool hitters as long as it is in the right location, as long as it's in the right spot. But if Bryce Elder's location is off, you can't put his pitches where he wants to, that's where we have seen Bryce Elder start to get into trouble. So you could argue that if Bryce Elder's location isn't on, then you might have to pull him, and then you do turn it into a bullpen game. But I do think if you go with Bryce Elder, then I would think you would want him to stay in there as long as possible. I don't think you, I mean, maybe you do because of the postseason and you just want to keep giving the Phillies different looks tonight. And maybe you're just trying to get guys to eat up innings as much as they can. So I think if Bryce Elder goes, they'll want him to go as long as he can. But if not, then maybe you see Bryce go two innings, and maybe you see A.J. Smith-Shaver for two innings, Michael Tonkin for a couple of innings, so on and so forth. So I'll be very interested to see in who they put out there to start. I also heard that maybe the Braves could go with a veteran reliever to start the game if they are not as confident in Bryce Elder starting the game in a hostile environment, because to start that game, we know Philly's going to be turned up. They're going to be amped up. They're going to be loud. They're going to be cheering. They're going to be booing the Braves. And it's going to be quite the environment. And with Bryce Elder obviously not necessarily ending the season he wants to, the way he wanted to, I could definitely see where they may necessarily not want to put Bryce Elder right back in that type of situation like that. So there's just, to me, it's interesting because there's a bevy of ways the Braves could go with this. And I think the way what they decide to do definitely will say a lot about how they feel about Bryce Elder right now. Maybe how they even feel about A.J. Smith-Shaver right now. And if they start with a veteran reliever, then obviously that'll give you the indication that, okay, they're going to make a bullpen game out of this, not let one guy probably go through the order more than once. They won't let any of their pitchers face any of the guys in the Phillies lineup tonight more than once, and they'll really just try to take the approach of keeping Philadelphia on their toes and make Philadelphia have to face a different guy every time they come up. So, again, there's a numerous amount of ways the Braves can approach this. All are interesting, and I am definitely very interested to see who is going to get the start and what the game plan is going to be for Brian Snicker and the Atlanta Braves when it comes to pitching. Now, when it comes to the offense, I need them bats to show up, especially tonight. Because, again, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it a buck, keep it a hundred. I can't say I am the most confident that we're going to be able to shut the Phillies down tonight offensively. They have a good chance of scoring some runs tonight, putting some runs on the board. Which, okay, the Braves offense, best offense in baseball. Go score some runs. Score some runs early. Look, you are on the road. You get to bat first. Make the most out of that opportunity. Make the most out of being able to set the tone offensively. Come out swinging in the top of the first, not like swinging crazy, but come out being aggressive. Get some runs in that first inning. Be that first inning offense that you showed you are all season long. Be that Braves offense that hit the most home runs in the first inning, scored the most runs in the first inning this MLB season. And in MLB history, I believe. So, I really would like to see the offense set the tone. The offense give some early run support for whoever is going out there to start tonight. Don't care if it's Bryce Elder, AJ Smith-Shawver, Michael Tonkin. I don't care. What I want to see to start this ball game is the Braves coming out swinging, showing, hey, it don't matter we in Philly. We brought our bats with us, and we brought our big boy bats with us, and we're ready to go toe for toe, hit for hit, pound for pound, all of that. And I would like to see, when we get to the bottom of the first inning, whoever's out there pitching for the Braves have themselves a 2 or 3 run lead off rip. That is what I would like to see, and that would be my dream scenario for the Braves. You start off hot, take this Philly crowd out of it early, get them silenced early, get 2 or 3 runs on the board, top of the first inning. Maybe someone gets a hold of one and puts it in the seats of Citizens Bank Park. And again, set that tone early, give your pitcher early run support. And I think if you do that, you take a little wind out of the sails of the Phillies and the Phillies fans. And I think that'll set you up quite nicely. So, to me, the offense has to set the tone tonight. Point blank, period. I'll take a win either way, obviously, but I would rather not wait until the sixth inning for the Braves to start scoring again. But again, at this point, in the postseason, you just take a win however you can get it. Can't be choosy. But again, I think for the Braves to set themselves up the best way possible, you score early, and obviously you score often. But set the tone early. First inning, let's get some runs, get an early lead, take advantage of being up to bat first. So we'll see what's going down. By the way, before we go to break here, Aaron Nola starting for the Phillies tonight. And look, he is looking good right about now. He was vintage Aaron Nola the last time we saw Aaron Nola pitch, which was game 2 of that wild card series versus the Miami Marlins. He pitched 7 innings, only gave up 3 hits, no runs, only 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. In case you're wondering, Nola versus the Braves this season, 3.50 ERA, gave up 16 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 3 home runs given up, Four walks, 20 strikeouts, and three appearances. So, ain't too shabby. But, one outing we did hit Aaron Nola for five runs. So, we can do it. Look, I ain't scared of Aaron Nola. I ain't scared of nobody when it comes to this Brave Austin offense. They can hit anybody. Also, other good news. The Braves went 2-1 versus the Phillies this season in games that Aaron Nola started. And Aaron Nola's career numbers against the Braves, he's 15-10, ERA of 3.40, 203 strikeouts, and 33 appearances in his career versus the Braves.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.